This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 234 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and this is my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we're continuing on with our martial arts month for February. We're going with some Jackie Chan. We haven't done a ton. We did the Rush Hours, and that's about it, as far as I can remember. A little Rumble in the Bronx. Now, Alex, I was born in the Bronx way back in the late 80s, so this is a hometown movie for me. A very accurate description of the Bronx. When's the last time you saw Rumble in the Bronx?
I saw Rumble in, let's date this, because I'm 40 years old now, right? Okay. So I saw this movie when it first came out.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. And I lived at 172nd South Bronx.
Oh, okay. So we got a couple of Bronx guys.
Yeah.
We got Jackie Chan in the Bronx.
I can't wait to get into this discussion, because this is a funny shit.
It's all lining up for us. Well, I saw this on VHS. My grandma rented it for us when I was maybe like 9 or 10. So the movie came out when I was 8. I was a kid when I saw it. And I don't remember. I remember one thing. And I'll tell you what it is when we like get into the review, because you're going to be like, how is that the one thing you remember? But it's the only thing I remembered. So I can't wait to talk about this really quick. Let's give you some scores, which are pretty good. This has an 80% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. An 80. Okay. Even the audience score is fresh. It's lower, but it's a 65. So this is not a like... This is a liked movie. People who like this movie. Critics, audiences.
Wow.
People love it.
Okay.
What do you think? It's surprising, right? I mean, the 80s is surprising. That's not fucking shocked. You know what, though? I'll say this much. I went to get the score, I read a couple of like the little reviews, you know how they have like that little like the two blurb. Sentence.
Yeah.
And they all make sense. Like, I know what they're saying. I just am still surprised that it was 80% of people recommended it. But whatever. It doesn't matter. Those scores don't matter. We're going to give you our scores, the Bronx Boys. And we're going to go ahead and start with our lead character. He's, of course, I just call him Jackie Chan. He has a name. It's like Kyung or something like that. Kyung. What did you think?
Oh, what I...
Yeah, you go first.
All right, look, he's the one of the most generic characters I ever watched on screen. His uncle called. He went to visit his uncle. His uncle's getting married. And then he's like, stay out of trouble. Mm-hmm. He gets into trouble. And pretty much that's pretty. And then they got diamonds in mix. This movie has like three plots into one. But
wait till storyline comes up.
Yeah. In terms of Jackie Chan, look, he was action wise. He was great. Mm-hmm. But that's given.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like the other part of the film, he's not good, bro. I'm sorry. His character is just a generic. He's a generic guy. I mean, it's so hard because this was like, it feels like a spoof type movie. Doesn't it feel spoof? I know they're trying not to make it a spoof. I'm trying to make this movie not laughing.
Serious.
I'm trying to make it serious, but
this
I can't.
This is a serious movie. Rumble in the Bronx is that title. Oh my God. Very serious.
This movie is like, it's just, I can't, bro. I'm sorry. I gave him a 3. Oh, okay. I think he's good.
Yeah.
He's not great. He's not perfect.
Well, you know what?
He's a 3.
I gave him the same score. I gave him a 3. I gave him a 3 also. You know, I think you nailed it when you said this is like, he just plays a guy. Just a guy. He comes from China. His uncle picks him up. He goes out with his little shopping cart full of luggage, and he just lets it go into the street. And, you know, Jackie Chan is one of those guys who, and we'll get into it with action, and you could say a lot of stuff about him. He's amazing, by the way. Physical performer. Yeah. This guy, no lie, he is the Fred Astaire of, like, martial arts. His choreography is perfect. It's like he's dancing. It's not like he's fighting, even though it is like he's fighting. But you know what I mean? Like precision, everything is perfect. When you think of like those old physical comedians or dancers, Fred Astaire, honestly, like Buster Keaton, Charlie Chaplin, like he's that, but in martial arts films, you know, the part where they're at the table and he's like grabbing the bottles and they're all doing like this, like you got to be spot on, and he's spot on every time. So Jackie Chan, amazing character. He's a guy. His uncle has a store. He comes to the store and then, you know, he likes comedy. So like, it's really goofy. Everything's really goofy. Yeah. They say in the car, he's like, you speak English? He's like, yeah. He's like, all right, great. We'll use our English. And then the whole movie is just dubbed English. It's not even like they didn't even, they don't even speak English. You could tell their mouth is doing Chinese and they just put an English dub, which is also weird because Jackie Chan did his own dub. Like it's Jackie Chan speaking English. Why didn't he just try to speak English when they were filming it? I don't know. A lot of weird choices were made. I gave him a 3 though. He's like, I can't say he's a bad character. He's heroic. You know, he steps up, he defends the store owners. When you're looking at a hero in a movie, at least he has the qualities. You know what I mean? Like,
he
sticks up for the lady, sticks up for his uncle, he sticks up for the kid in the crippled kid in the wheelchair. I can't wait to talk about that kid. And so he does the right thing. So I give him a 3. That's like the lowest of the good scores I can give. Because I don't think he's horrible. He's just, he's likable. I liked him, but whatever. Okay, villain, which is... So many, the whole Bronx is the villain in this movie. There's a gang, and then there's this
mob
lord guy who golfs the whole time, and then he has like all these guys who are like, we found him, we found the diamonds. So I don't know, just score all of them. I don't even know.
It's okay, they got a 1. they're god awful. They're horrible, and I don't know how you dub English people in a movie.
That's true. Why did they already speak the language?
They're already speaking English, but they dubbed them over. Yeah. It is horrible. They are horrible. You got these tough mafia dudes that I swear they look like they just picked them out of the street and said, do you guys want to play mafioso? And they were like, yeah, we're in the movie. Called Rumble in the Bronx.
They look like the agents from The Matrix.
They do.
They're wearing suits and glasses.
And in the 80s ponytail. Like it just they look horrible. Horrible accents. Yeah. Then the gangs. The gang is god awful. These dudes all know Chinese martial arts. You got Tony Baloney, whatever his name is. You got Jimmy the Johns. Tony character.
Yeah.
That was weird. I mean, honestly, all in all, this villain, there was like horrible. Like, kill the Chinese man. You gotta kill him now. And I was just like, what is going? It's bad. I'm gonna be honest. It just. And then they had a diamond exchange with the Jamaicans that was dubbed also, which
everything is dubbed.
Everything.
No
was
one's
dubbed.
Talking in this movie. They're all just going.
It's not. It's a 1. I'm sorry. 1. Horrible.
Okay. Well, you're right. It's. You know, I tried. I was watching the movie. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to sit here and lie to the people who are listening to us and act like I wasn't having a pretty fun time when I was watching it. I was having a pretty fun time. And I was trying to, like, where can I give these villains a score? You know, like, where can I add some points? And it never happened. Because then, not only not only do you have the gang and that crazy guy who breaks his nose, who's, like, wants to really, his big revenge is to... Well, he tries to shoot
Angelo.
Him. Yeah, Angelo. He wants to shoot him. They're like, no, instead of shooting him, let's hit him with bottles when they could have just shot him. Then he's all bloody. And then he wants to shoot him. He's like, he just leaves. Like, they all leave him. And he's like, okay. It's all goofy, right? So he sucks. Then, like, halfway through the movie, they, like, become friends. He goes to their house, their lair, their gang lair, whatever. He beats them all up. And he's like, we'll team up. You don't got to be. He basically tells them, you don't got to be bad. And they're like, yeah, you know what? We don't got to be bad. And then all of a sudden, the villains are the other guys with the jackets and the suits. And so it just switches in the middle of the movie, honestly. So I give him a 1-2. I don't like any of them. They're there to be kicked and punched and throw bottles at Jackie Chan and drive a hovercraft, a gigantic hovercraft. Boy. That's the biggest one I've ever seen in my life. So yeah, I gave it a 1. You gave it a 1. Okay, action.
This is the strength. Well, it was going to be the strength of the movie. It's a 5 because, I mean, you see all the stunts that Jackie Chan did and at the end of the film and Hollywood was wrong and he broke his ankle in one of them and he put a sock over it that looked like his shoe and continued going. The scenes were fantastic. I'm not going to lie. The movie was great when the action kicked in.
Yep.
Goofy, but you could see that that was the point of the whole film. It was a goofy action martial arts. It's not a serious one. Mm-hmm. And I was like, all right, cool. But I liked it. I thought the scenes in the warehouse when he's using refrigerators and he's jumping like a little squirrel all over the place and kicking them and not trying to hurt them, but he's trying to hurt them and powder is coming off of them when he's kicking them. And the I don't know where the powder is coming from.
I love the powder, bro. He hits the couch and he's like,
yeah, it's powder everywhere. Like, I was like, why are these guys dusty? Like, I don't get it.
I think
it,
they put it there so you could see the impact.
The impact.
Because it makes it look like, you know, you're actually hitting stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, again, there was nothing wrong with the action sequences. I thought they were all good. The hovercraft was so fucking far-fetched, but it was fun. It was a fun chase scene, I guess. I loved it when he stole the Lamborghini and drove that shit like he never... He drove that shit like a pro. He
did a 180. With the giant sword.
Yeah, he put his foot on it.
Yeah, that was sick.
Let me tell you, Jackie Chan as a stuntman is phenomenal.
Second to none.
Because when you actually see him behind that Lamborghini and you see him doing the stunt, he is so good behind the wheel. I mean, you don't see much movies.
You also
that
see
he's
him getting dragged on the water and doing it. It's him.
Yeah, he jumps off a roof into the building. Like the, I call it the Jason Bourne effect when he jumps from the building into the other one.
Yeah,
but he does. He's the first
one
to do
it. Remember
who
did it first.
Yeah, Jackie did it. This is what I'll say with Jackie in terms of his American tour of action films. I wish he did more serious action. I know Rush Hour, but Rush Hour is a comedy action, and he did Shanghai Noon. I'm talking about like Jet Li, how Jet Li did some serious movies. Like with his action movies. I wish we got more with that. I know people are going to give us, you know, they're going to DM us or put on the comments like, yeah, but he did like Operation Cop or Condor and all those things. But those are all Hong Kong films or for where he's, you know, his country is from. I'm talking about over here. I wish we got more. Yeah, see, like our Patriots is like the fugitive, the foreigner.
That was a serious movie, but he was older.
It was, but
like,
he wasn't
in his prime.
Yeah, and then we got an old Pierce Brosnan, which was really good in the movie. Again,
good movie.
That's a great film. I mean, we would love to do that. I love to do that in this movie, but you know what I mean, though. Like, I wish he did more here. Yeah. And I wish he was an Expendable. He would have been so good in Expendable.
That would have been cool. Yeah.
But anyway, with that, a 5.
I agree again. The action's awesome in this movie. There's no reason to act like it's not just because there's a lot of other goofy stuff in it. They freaking pull down a whole building, you know, with a car and like they really pull it. There's no CGI. They're freaking pulling it. Sure, they built the building just to tear it down, but it's still impressive to see an actual building like come, you know, being ripped apart. Jackie Chan does his own stunts. The fighting's actually really good. When his hands get going, he's fast. Jackie Chan's super fast. You know, his hands, the kicks, the stunts. He is, you know, when we watched The Protector, I always felt like Tony Jaa was the heir apparent to Jackie Chan as far as stunts and fighting, except his fighting style is a little more hard hitting when Jackie's is a little more graceful. But I feel like he could have been if he wasn't a weirdo. Like he's like kind of weird in real life. But the stunt stuff in this reminds me of like that, you know, climbing over the fence, jumping through the thing, going in the fridge, getting out the fridge, going on the like precision, perfect. Now, here's what I was going to say. The one thing, and I'm glad you mentioned it, because the one thing I remember from this movie from when I was a kid was the post-credit part where he puts on the sock that looks like a sneaker. That was the... I was looking for it the whole movie. I'm like, I could have sworn there's a part where he has a fat shoe and it's like a painted sock and it's in the credits. And I was like, oh my God, I don't remember any of this movie. I only remember the credits. So yeah, I gave it a 5. It's great. It is great. There's a really good camera work too. Like this director, you could tell his Hong Kong movies are probably amazing. They're probably awesome. I got to look them up. Stanley Tong is the director. I'm sure he got some bangers. The problem with the movie overall, I guess we'll get to it more in storyline, is where they try to mix that Hong Kong style movie and then try to make it American. And it doesn't really work because then it comes off as really goofy. So, but the action is perfect. I think it's fantastic. 5 out of 5. All right. What do you give for storyline?
Oh, Jesus. Storyline's got awful. I'm not going to give it a 1. I gave it a 2. It's a 2. It's decent. It's just honestly, you're just there to see Jackie Chan do his own stunts and fighting. I mean, the whole diamond thing, I think it was like 3 plots in the movie. Jackie Chan visits the uncle. The uncle's getting married to a black chick. And then, you know, which I thought it was a funny scene. I thought it was mad funny. He sells his market, right? And then that's another plot point. Then you have the actual, the gang, and then the girl that beats him up, and he goes, oh, my friend Kang, and then she feels so bad, and then he's banging her, and then I'm like, holy hell, like, what the hell's going on? And then all of a sudden, the diamonds came along. So for me, it was just too many plots. I think if it was just a gang thing, and they could have just stretched it out even more and whatever, but I gave it a 2. I thought it was decent.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I think this movie is hilarious. Like, the plot of this movie is hilarious because it's so random. It just starts off with him landing in America. He's randomly here. They don't really say that much why he's there, but he is. His uncle's selling. There's so much going on. The uncle is selling the store. The crippled kid next door got a sister who, like, abandons him and never watches him. And they just put that in there so that it could come into play, like, kind of later on. Then there's his gang, which, by the way, this is 95. There's no way that a gang like this, first of all, exists in real life. And second of all, would exist in 1995. We're talking, like, you know, Bloods and Crips and not this. This is like Mad Max. They're wearing, like, leather straps. And, like, there one black guy's just wearing two leather straps. Looks like a wrestler. They all look like wrestlers. Not a real. So you could tell this is whatever, like, what the Chinese people thought American gangs were like. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't actually seem like American gangs. It seems like, what would they be like? It reminded me of the Warriors. Remember where they're all like, all these crazy gangs? Except it worked in that movie. And it doesn't really work in this movie. The crippled kid gives me all my favorite scenes when he's always playing the Game Gear and there's no game in it. Hilarious. Like, I took a picture of it and I sent it to like 30 of my friends. I'm like, what game is he playing? And they're all just cracking up. Like, and he's like, it's like beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, beep, beep. Like, it's making noise. No game in it. I'm like, give me a break. The sister was hot. His older sister, she was hot and she's part of the gang, but then she feels bad because her brother loves her. And he's like, I love my sister. I love her so much. She's so beautiful and great. And then she's crying behind the door, and then she comes out. And like, what the heck is going on? And then they put the diamonds in the cushion, and then this is just too much going on. But I also gave it a 2. I think one I like to say for, like, just, I mean, this is almost total nonsense, but there's enough there to, like, you know, keep it moving. So a 2. It's barely above total nonsense. Okay, what did you give it overall?
Overall, this movie does not hold up. I remember when I was younger watching and going, yeah, this movie's amazing. Rewatching it, and let's just be honest here, this movie does not hold up. It's boring at times. It's useless. It's pretty much watchable crap, but it doesn't fall under the I want to watch Rumble in the Bronx all the time. It's like, it's watchable, but it's like, choose wisely when you really want to watch Rumble, because it's not a good movie at all. It's pretty much not, but Jackie Chang really holds it up with his fighting and his stunt work and the people that get their asses kicked. I give him a lot of respect too, because they took a lot of hits also with him. So at the end of the day, is this movie really for you? I mean, it's, if you're a really big fan of Jackie Chang and his art, his former work, then yeah. But if you're one of those that never seen it, you're not going to like this movie at all, unless you're into the martial arts film. So at the end of the day, I gave this a 2 overall. I'm not going to slap it a 1. I think it's a decent movie, but I purchased it digitally. So, you know.
Well, get ready for this. I had a really fun time when I was watching this movie. I gave it a 3, a whole 3, not only 1 point higher. I said get ready for this like I was going to give it a 1 or a 5. It's neither. However, for me, I could see myself calling up certain friends of mine and being like, you ever seen Rumble in the Bronx? And then watching it with them. Like, to me, I will put it in the watchable crap for me. Because there's so much wrong with it, and yet there's so much right with it. Like, this could not exist in any other way than the way it exists. It's weird as hell. They dubbed, even the English people are dubbed. I don't know why, but they are. Characters are all super over the top. Again, you could tell this is what some Chinese writers and stuff thought Americans were. And so it's hilarious to me. Like, I just think it's so funny. I laughed a lot, even when I wasn't supposed to. But the action scenes are legitimately great. And mostly I'm giving it the score for that. I do think they're top of the line, like for the mid-90s Hong Kong style action. It's great. And there's no wires. There's like literally Jackie Chan jumping off of stuff and into stuff and driving a hovercraft. and a Lamborghini with a sword sticking out of it. So if any of that sounds like a fun time to you, I'd say give it a watch. I also agree with your points. I don't think it's a great movie, and I can see a lot of people being like, this is stupid, and then not wanting to watch it. So it's really going to depend on your mood and your taste as far as what you like. But 2 for you, 3 for me. What's your total?
My total is a 13, right? 3, 1, 5, 2. Yep, it's a 13. And look, honestly, they sold digitally $10. And it was great copy. I mean, when I tell you great, it was clear. So I was like, you know what? I was happy with the purchase. Again, at the end of the day, it depends on which way you want to go with it.
Yeah, I gave it a 14. So we're only one point different.
1 point over, yeah.
Yeah, and that was just because of the overall. I rented it digitally, and it also, yeah, it looked great. It was only in HD, but the HD was great. Yeah, it looks good for a mid-90s, you know, it is not a big, big Hollywood production. It was fun. I loved it. Oh, I forgot to mention the part where they go to the club and the sister's in the cage and there's a tiger there for some reason, an actual tiger. And then he's like dancing, like he's like looking at her. And I'm like, what is that scene alone? You got to watch it for the movie, for the part where the tiger and he's doing this. And then they lock eyes and they're like, let's go meet over there. And then they go on a date. She's like, who do you love? And then she just starts kissing him. It's great. I love it.
So you know what's crazy though? Yeah. We grew up in the Bronx. There was no clubs with tigers in the Bronx.
Bro, this is not, this that is the is Bronx not a shot via the China. Bronx. Yeah. This is the Bronx via, the only part that reminded me of the Bronx is when the very beginning. Yes. Yeah. When the uncle's driving him through and Jackie Chan's like, ooh, this is a tough part of town. That's the only scene that looked and felt like the Bronx. Everything else? Nope.
I was like, what? I was like, this is not even the Bronx. Like, me and Angelina was watching. She goes, what part of the Bronx has tigers in a big club? I was like, I don't know. But I was like, this is not where
it
has
the Mad Max gang driving around in four wheelers and dirt bikes in the middle
and
of the
driving on top of people's fucking cars in the street. You think people in the Bronx would allow you to drive over their cars?
Not only that, did you see that street? Yeah. There was parking. They were parking the same direction on both sides. And there was like a, this looks like nowhere I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen a place like this.
It's
this
called the studio lot.
Rumble in the lot. In the Bronx. The lot. I mean, it was filmed somewhere. A lot of, but I don't know. So it didn't feel like the Bronx, but it felt like the Chinese interpretation of the Bronx. It was pretty fun though. Okay, so moving on. Next week, this is gonna be good. So we're gonna be doing a little Deadpool, as I mentioned on the last episode. We're gonna start Deadpool now. Wrapping up our martial arts month, and then before we start a new month for March, which is going to be an experience, by the way, we're going to do a little, this one has been requested, okay, by many people, both listeners of the show and people in my regular life have wanted me to watch this since for all time. I've seen 5 minutes of it. I turned it off because I couldn't get into it. So this is a first time watch, but we're going to be doing a little bit of the movie called The Last Dragon. I don't know if you know The Last Dragon.
Leroy.
Barry Gordy. Who's the master? Barry Gordy's The Last Dragon.
Oh,
so
dude.
I'm finally going to watch it. And the only reason I'm going to be able to get through it is because of this podcast. Because otherwise, I was going to keep living my life, never seeing it. So I'm kind of excited, though.
Hold the phone.
Yeah.
You shut it off?
5 minutes.
On before he got the glow? Oh, my God.
You saying that makes me feel like I did the right thing.
Wait, because if you sat through Rumble in the Bronx.
Rumble in the Bronx has great action.
Well, I don't know about the action, too.
We'll find out. Well, we'll see.
I'm telling you.
We'll find out.
Oh, my God. What part did you get up to that you stopped?
I don't know. Oh, I just said I don't like
good.
This.
This is going to be so good. Oh,
I'm
going to
give it a
wait.
Fair shot, by the way. You know me. I don't discriminate. But I just know I turned it off the first time. And this was also like 8 years ago. So I was just like, nope. I don't want to watch this. But now I'm a little older. I've seen a little more movies. Maybe I like it. Maybe I'll still hate it. I don't know. But that's the one we're going to be wrapping up. I saved it for last on purpose.
It's funny. The last time I seen this was when I was a kid. So I don't even know if it's... I mean, when I saw it as a kid, I thought it was like one of the coolest action movies.
It's going to be a hilarious turn of events when I love it and you hate it. And you have
pretty much.
It
might go down that road. Like, you'll be like,
what was I thinking?
I might hate it.
This movie's ridiculous.
This shit is stupid. But you know what? It's going to be actually pretty cool. But anyway, if you guys want to follow us at our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlixMovieReviews. And the Action Movie Guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for the video and audio version of the podcast. And of course, you guys can follow us now on our Instagram account at Action Movie Guys Podcast. Follow us, say what's up. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from NateFlixReviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.